what? You just can't get away from Blazing Saddles.
No, you can't.
A German coach in the pentathlon punched a horse.
Oh, really?
He got kicked out of the Olympics.
So he was upset.
Alex Karras.
He was upset that the horse did not perform
did something
well
wrong
enough.
He punched the horse.
Mongo.
That's right.
Went straight Mongo. Punch
it. It had to be a German, too, man. Oh, yeah. Very disciplined. Yeah. Very disciplined. I missed that one.
Yeah.
Wasn't it was it a German or was it a Canadian for the curling, the two-fisting husband of the female curler?
I don't know.
Was he German?
I thought he was Canadian.
Oh, was he Canadian? Okay, okay.
What was that?
The from the Winter Games Olympics. Are 6 months away?
Yeah.
Where are they skiing in Beijing?
On a hill.
Is that a mountain area?
On the hill.
Yeah, maybe they decided to take some of the locals and just pile them up, you know, or something like that. I don't know. I don't know where they ski.
Mount Ling, also known as Mount Dongling.
How far out?
Is an extension. Okay, it is located.
Mount Dong?
Ling.
It is located in Mentanu District, Beijing, about 120 kilometers to the west of downtown Beijing.
So, in other words, you got to drive 80 miles to see the skiing, right?
Right.
Which means you got to get up about 2 in the morning. What is, boy, the bribery must have been rampant for the IOC to send it to Beijing.
Yep.
What the hell happened to Cortina?
Yeah.
Why don't they send it places that there's winter,
then
has big mountains and surrounds it, you know?
Right. God, well, I went downhill in that, when the commies had it in that, what the hell were they?
Sochi.
Sochi.
Sochi, down on the Black Sea when it was 60 degrees the whole time.
Right.
You know, you got to have it where you're going to freeze your rear end off, right?
It keeps up the riffraff.
Yes, it
Lake
does.
Lake Placid.
It does. What have we added this time? You know that baseball is being eliminated. Baseball and softball are being eliminated in Paris because we're adding breakdancing.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. No. Are you serious?
Breakdancing.
That'll bring in
and
the younger audience.
Breakdancing isn't even a thing anymore, is it? Didn't that disappear like 25 years ago?
Well, Rook, you perfected the Herbie Hancock move for the breakdancing.
You could be a contender.
I can't spin be a contender. On the cardboard.
Now, you guys all have involved wives, right, in the Olympics?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So that caused you to watch the Olympics.
Yes.
My wife is barely aware they're being held.
Oh.
So
they're over, by the way.
Actual live observation of me, not a half hour. Not a half hour live.
You piecemeal.
I started watching the baseball game.
Oh, but that's the worst to watch.
Got it about the eighth inning. And the U.S. were bringing up these 5'9" white infielders who were hitting 230 in double A. And it's a complete farce that that's the team. I know they want a silver. It's a complete farce that that's the team
that's
you're sending
over. That's not our
Why
best in America.
Why don't we send a college team? If the baseball's not going to let you have prospects, I can see why they don't have big leaguers, but if they're not going to let you have real prospects, why bother? There's nobody there you want to watch on that team.
I can corroborate.
Kind of like the Twins.
I can corroborate that you weren't watching the Olympics because I urgently texted you the other night that Pole Vaulting League was crying out for our attention.
Now
you said, I'm watching ball.
But I went and looked, but the only thing I could find was it said, it had like 4 different events listed.
Yeah.
And I wanted this channel where I turned it on and it was constantly pole vaulting.
Right.
But I couldn't find that, and they had something else by the time I turned over. Do they still do the scam at night where they show you a little bit of this and then they go to another event and then they show you a little bit of that?
Yes.
And if there's something you actually want to watch, you have to stay tuned for the entire 4 hours. Is that it?
Basically.
Yeah. That. Yeah, I don't
It's bribery.
That. Yeah. I do not do that. I got to say, I used to really like track and field.
Yeah.
But again, to find where it's actually on and constant, I can't find that. And beyond that, I like the Winter Olympics better. I like skiing and I like the Olympic hockey better. Because, You got real, when the NHL's there, you got real teams playing each other, right?
Yep. I didn't see it live, but the Gable Stevenson moment, that was pretty cool.
I saw the replay. It was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Who were the NBA players that surprisingly draped themselves in the American flag? Doesn't that go against the wokeness of the league? Kevin Durant did, I think?
Not really. Not really. I don't think the NHL's been too bad about it. I mean, the NBA's been too...
Well, good.
The NBA has not been as out there on it as WNBA has been. I think
the best story is the 17-year-old kid from Alaska who won a swimming medal and never really got to train in a pool the size of an Olympic pool.
Really?
So when she got to Beijing or wherever the hell they were this time, where were they?
Tokyo.
Tokyo. She just said, well, I had to swim faster.
Yeah.
So they got to train in half the size of the pool.
Yeah, that is astounding. I'm sure there were many good stories, and I read a few of them.
The Suni Lee story is a hell of a story.
Oh, it's a great story.
Yeah. Yeah. Big parade for her yesterday on White Bear Avenue.
Good turnout? Do we have a good turnout?
Apparently there was. She rode in a fire truck.
Cool.
The whole deal. Yeah, it was good.
I think downtown was going to have a celebration, but then... They kind of wanted it to do it in the evening, but then somebody told the mayor that they might have fireworks afterwards, and we decided we couldn't do it. Though the business community volunteered to shoot off the fireworks, the mayor's still anti-firework. He doesn't want those fireworks being shot off downtown. No. So,
can you tell me a true story?
No.
Oh. But it's believable. But it's believable.
I could be true. For all I know, it could be true.
Yeah. Right.
For all I know, it could be true.
That's for sure.
Well, I only had one thought when I heard the dinger story today.
Yeah.
I sure hope the mayor's on this one.
Oh, yeah.
This was unbelievable. And
we have proof that he said dinger.
Yes.
He's alive.
Yes.
He would have been pummeled to death.
The people around him, nobody around him. Now, there could have been people around him who wouldn't have been bothered by it, but
he's not even looking
everybody at
the batter. He's looking off to the distance and waving at him.
So who thought he was saying that?
Well, the Colorado Rockies did because they issued a statement.
Okay.
I think that's what set off the firestorm.
It went off. It got its life from a Twitter posting
that said he overheard this.
Yes,
somebody on Twitter overheard that.
Somebody
this guy
on
was,
Twitter was at the game. I'm imagining. Well, here I can tell you what it was.
Did the Rockies sent out the apology without ever investigating what it was?
Yes, they did.
That was true. Okay.
They were, and they did reveal that they were. What was the direct quote, Joe? That I announced in the show. I'll find it here. Hang on 1 second.
Peter Pratt, and there's a line, Marlins. Twitter.com. That's where it was. Right there.
Is that who they were playing? The Marlins.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Okay. Lewis Brinson was the batter.
Was the batter, and it was a Marlin player. And Peter Pratt, what's he cover, the Marlins or something?
Here it is. It's becoming clearer each time I hear it that he's saying dinger.
Yes.
I have this statement here. This was issued yesterday, and it says the Rockies have zero tolerance for any form of racism or discrimination.
Okay,
so now we
true.
Know that. Yeah.
That's true. But we aren't sure he was saying that, though, huh? Shouldn't have the Rockies been fully aware that their mascot is named Dinger and had kind
of...
So.
I got $100 that says they changed that name.
Oh, I've already said that. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Will it last a week?
Oh, it shouldn't last through tonight.
No, that's right. Probably. I don't know if they're home tonight, but I got a hunch.
Here's the problem. Then you're going to get the drunk guys out in left field saying, "Where's my dinger? Where's my dinger?
We want dinger." Yeah.
So the best tweet I saw about this particular story reads as follows. It looks like a script, a screenplay, okay? So that's the context of the tweet.
Yeah.
And it says, Larry David, I can't believe I let you and Susie talk me into going to this game. I mean, the Rockies in August? Come on. Jeff, Larry, have some fun. Relax, okay? Look, there's the mascot. Larry, oh, this guy got some words for this guy. Hey, you, Dinger! Yeah, Dinger! Well, yeah. That is straight out of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Judd and I were doing doing the deal that we were doing that today. This is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, yeah. It is Curb. It's Larry. Larry's somehow going to end up at the game and... he's going to get stuck with a 12-year-old kid that he doesn't want to be at the game with anyway. Right. And the kid wants to talk to the mascot, and the mascot won't talk to the kid.
Dare! Hey,
get over here!
You know, I had people at the game Saturday night in Denver, and from their seats, you could barely see the outfield. The air was so bad.
Really?
Worst air quality in the world.
Wow. They're
not
getting,
the nation, the world.
And where are their fires coming from?
They're getting the...
are they getting their own up there in the
mountains? It's the Dixie Fire from California.
Wow.
And it was bad. Wow. They have yet to see a mountain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their timing was a little off for this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say.
You were there?
No, my people are there. Oh, your people are there.
Your people are there. You're not there.
Yeah.
So the people went out there to enjoy the cool Colorado.
Well, they went
to go hiking, and they went to the Rockies game,
and they can't see across the street.
That is a neat ballpark, though.
Yeah,
I really like that
ballpark.
And a kid reported to me that what they've done around it is far more happening than around Target Field.
Yeah?
I would say your family...
Target Field would have been really a lively area if they would have, if Bike Lane Betsy had built the soccer stadium down where the farmer's market is. Mm-hmm. Then you'd have both of those, and they'd be pretty good, but instead, it's still what it was—a garbage burner. And then you got some spots around there, but it's, you know, Colorado. They basically developed a whole new area when they built that ballpark. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know, your family has a history of poor timing when it comes to sightseeing.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that you have out in Colorado or out west, and then when you went to Chicago and put the bill. To go up to the Sears Tower, and
it's the one that's taller than the Sears Tower.
Okay, and it was like a hazy
year. Cost me a couple $100 in tickets, and it was like being trapped inside a pickle jar. You look out the window and you didn't see a thing.
And then the one where you treated the family to a Christmas ride, Christmas lights ride in the big limo with, 12 breathing people, and all you did...
the window's all fogged up.
Willis Tower.
Now, one Memorial Day in Chicago, we took the boat ride to the harbor. It was 38 degrees.
Nice. Very nice sightseeing. You guys should just stop.
You know how to plan them, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Just go to places, but don't plan to see anything. That's the deal. Speaking of Bike Lane Betsy, I have really gotten myself worked up this week. I have decided that road construction is the biggest scam in America.
All right. How so? We got to repair the roads.
Because we are repairing roads that don't need repairing. There is a road construction company lobbyist that are convincing these dumbass politicians to do all this idiotic stuff. I've seen 8 perfectly, Highway 100, perfectly fine.
We're
out there closing her down, doing this, doing that, perfectly fine. Other roads, we got city streets. The road's fine. Get out of here. Go away.
All right.
The road is fine. And these roundabouts, you think these politicians...
Woke.
You think these politicians were saying, give me a roundabout. Somebody from the construction thing says... I think we can get, the bike lane scam is kind of wearing out.
Right.
I think we can, and roundabouts are 8 times more expensive. I think we can convince these dumbasses to close down a city street that's not any problem at all for driving back and forth and put in these roundabouts.
Mm-hmm. We'll be just
and
like
they
little
cost
Europe.
Millions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They cost millions. It's a scam. You know, you should have a team of, when I'm governor, I'm going to have a team of about 10 people.
Yeah, okay. What are they going
to
do?
And when they come to me with a street proposal, any place in the state, I'm going to send my guy out and say, do they need it?
Yeah.
How bad is it?
Yep.
And if the guy says, they're moving along pretty good, we're not doing it. We're not spending that money.
They got two potholes.
I agree.
Fill them, and that's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Give them a bucket of tar, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, the inventing, I was on, where was I today? They're doing something on this road, and you can't understand what they possibly are doing. Somewhere in a crosstown. They're doing something. Okay. Again, the crosstown. Yeah, they never leave the crosstown alone.
That's the redheaded stepchild.
They won't leave the crosstown alone. The crosstown's fine. You've already spent tens of millions of dollars. Leave it alone. But they're closing her down again this weekend. Closing her down again.
Oh, they're resurfacing it. Yes.
Yeah, they don't need resurfacing. I just drove on it. It's fine. If you go, boom, cars are supposed to go boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
boom,
wait
boom,
a minute,
boom,
though. It also could be part of the Southwest light rail transit that they're doing out my way.
By the way, is anybody from your area going to ride that
damn
thing?
Well, I've told it on GL a million times. They're building it for me. The guy that works downtown that lives way out in Carver, I'm never setting foot on that thing because it's going to take me 3 hours to get here.
Yes.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
When you say the roads are fine, what is your definition of a road being fine?
A road is fine if I can drive across it and bounce a little bit. Okay. I don't need...
A little bounce.
A little bounce is fine.
He doesn't mind the
fine.
Seams.
A little bounce
See,
is
now
fine.
Now, that's where I would have trouble with what constitutes a little bouncing.
Yeah, well, if it's rattling and there's holes and that stuff, but why are we... We have shut down 35W for three bleeping years.
Yep.
2 years after we shut down 35W for 2 years. Mm-hmm. You can't fix it and then think up some new crap to put in it 10 minutes later.
And there wasn't even any little bouncing problem.
And no, there was no problem at all.
Bouncy.
And here's the deal.
Yeah.
They just keep selling them the politicians this idiotic stuff that we don't need. Just
stop the madness.
Forget about welfare. I mean, let go, pay all the welfare you want. It's twice as cheap as fixing every road. I was up in the countryside, right up in Sauk Center and Alex. There's 12 cars on this road for 30 miles, and they're out there fixing that damn thing, too.
Maybe it was a real... Maybe that was a serious bouncing problem.
But who cares? Yeah. There's no traffic.
Right.
It's a scam of all time.
I was leaving Faribault yesterday, and they got Highway 60 closed.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Why?
From... I don't know if they're adding lane. I don't know what they're doing. But they have it closed from just past Morristown all the way to where you'd get on 14 to go to Mankato.
And what are we? Why are we doing this?
No, I think it was too bouncy. I think she was too bouncy.
Yeah, I mean they just shuffle them around and say, it's this year to close this one down, without even looking to see if it needs it.
Like it's just on a calendar. Oh, we must be doing.
They're on the rotation. It's like having a Super Bowl. You're on the rotation.
Right. How much are the politicians making every time they order a bike lane? They're all getting paid off.
By the construction companies?
Yes, the construction companies are paying them off.
Okay, that's Patrick. He's alleging
paying them off
collusion and bribery and. Threats.
I'm not going to mention the M word, mafia, but there's something going on here.
You do have a construction company. Road construction.
Now, unless you're burying bodies, some of these roads there shouldn't be. I don't know. We had the road in front of our house for 8 months was basically had buses coming up and down because they were putting a roundabout in, which has not speeded up traffic at all.
What is
I don't understand the point of a roundabout.
I don't know what the attraction is. Maybe it's just the...
For a European.
Yes, and it's pretty. They put flowers there.
Well, the worst is Highway 7, as Reavers knows.
Oh, yeah.
They got some of those Germans out there on Lester Prairie that are still driving around in circles there.
Those are my favorite people, the ones that don't know either how to get in or get out. Those are the best.
No, on Highway 7, the middle of nowhere, if you stop... the light lasts 30 seconds, so we had to put in all these roundabouts. It's ridiculous. Yep.
How about, by the way, we had a plane crash in Victoria on Saturday.
I saw that.
Well, I was outside.
Was it a floaty plane or what was it?
It was a single engine deal, but all of a sudden all hell broke loose. I'm going, well, what happened here? Thinking something.
Three people, right?
Yeah, but it was all
Was
three.
It a family?
Yeah, it was a family.
Nebraska surgeon and two family members.
Oh, man. I don't approve.
No.
I don't approve of those.
But how no one on the ground.
You can afford how regular travel.
How nobody on the ground was hurt is amazing. Because he crashed into a house.
Oh, really?
And one of the wings landed a few blocks away, right, Joe? Wasn't
yeah,
it? Yeah.
So.
Something like that.
But do we know why that crashed yet?
No.
Under investigation.
Well, it's because it's a little plane. No, they're not.
The Twins home tonight?
Yep.
Twins? No, they're off tonight, aren't they?
No, they're the ESPN game tonight.
Really?
They got
the
Whiteys.
White Sox?
Yep, they got the
Whitey Whiteys, yeah. After winning 3 out of 4, I don't think they're dead yet.
You mean you're red hot Minnesota Twins,
yes.
Joe?
Yeah.
The red hot Minnesota Twins, who yesterday I was in a leisurely position about 2 o'clock watching it, and I, maybe 2:30, and I fell asleep for 2 hours and woke up.
The fourth
still
inning.
Watched like 2 innings. It was unbelievable. It was like 4:10. All the games that were other games that started at 1 were way over, and these jackasses are still playing. What was going on?
We were playing at the same time, so I didn't get
Are you in or out?
We lost yesterday, so we got to win 2 before we lose another one.
Wow.
Yep. We lost to the Prior Lake Mudcats. We play the Lonsdale Aces.
Oh, you lost to Chappie's boys.
Yep.
Huh?
He's the Jays.
Oh, he's the Jays. That's right. The Mudcats are the B squad, B team.
No, the Mudcats are the C. The Jays are the B team.
I did read in Sunday's paper that Byron Buxton could return. Well, he's been having some good workouts.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
Fantastic.
He is.
Yeah. You know, how do we know?
He's, it's unbelievable.
It really is. It's an amazing story.
It is.
Pat, is he mad at them from the whole contract deal?
Well, I don't know. You know, they say he's not making a lot of money. But when you consider hours worked,
he doesn't play.
He's getting very rich.
Yeah, that's true.
He's getting very rich. They apparently offered him 80. 80 guaranteed for not playing. You know, people are going to kill him when they let him go, but I'd let him go. The hell with him. You know, a sore hip, 37 games, and now a broken finger is. You know, this is just
another
ridiculous.
They offered him 80, and he offered them 20. Yeah. I'll give you 20 games a year.
Well, I mentioned this last week, though, that somebody pointed out to me that he thought he didn't care that they let Berríos go, but he wanted to get rid of, you know, he'd get very upset if they let Buxton go. And I said, I don't blame you. Because Buxton has started 26 games this year, and Berríos only started 20.
Right.
We had a starting pitcher who damn near started as many games as this guy. I've had it with him. You can't miss this much time with minor injuries.
No, your rule of thumb is, can you play?
Can you play?
Can you play?
Can we do anything with that finger?
Yep.
So you can play.
Popsicle stick and tape.
Yes,
well,
right.
There you go.
Yes,
there you go.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah. His absenteeism rate is not. You know what? You know who has become Rocco's go-to guy to run out there and take out of the game? Louis Arise.
Mm-hmm.
Louis's back, got himself back in Sunday. But Louis is Carlos Gomez, the reincarnation of Carlos Gomez. He's always in agony. He does something. He's kind of goofy in the batter's box, and he's goofy in the field, and he's dramatic. He's dramatic. And every time Carlos was dramatic sliding into second, Gardy ignored him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gardy didn't run out there with an interpreter and a trainer immediately. You know, Gogo had to lay there for a while before you went and got him. He's out of the dugout every time Louis takes a bad hop, man. He's been on the DL 3 times this year.
You know who I wish
without a real injury.
Do you know who I wish Byron Buxton played for? Zim. Can you imagine how Zim would handle Buck?
Yeah.
How would Mock have handled Buxton?
He would have
been irate.
He would have he would have just kept writing his name in the lineup, and Buxton would have to come to him and say, I can't play.
Yeah.
Our trouble is, we go to players and tell them they can't
play. Dr. Baldelli likes to take charge.
Yeah, we go. And it's as with the, with a Hispanic guy, we also get poor Elvis having to run out there, too. Even if the guy can speak English, we got to have the trainer, the interpreter, and the manager streaking out onto the field to get a guy out of the lineup. It's, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. 4 hours and 10 minutes to, but somehow they won 3 out of 4 against Houston. I don't get it. Houston's missing a lot of guys.
Bregman hasn't played for
Bregman
a couple
hasn't
months,
played
right?
for 2 months, yeah. And Gurriel was having a great year. He hasn't played, and Correa, who's going to be a free agent, has been terrible too, and he only plays some of the time.
How about my Phillies?
Woo!
Man.
Where'd this happen? All of a sudden, 8-9 in a row.
Yep.
The Mets have tanked it. The Red Sox have tanked it. Toronto is the team to look out for, man. Is that a good lineup?
Mm-hmm.
And Jose gave up a run yesterday, so far 12 innings, one run.
It's not too bad.
But they hooked him again. He threw, it was more like Jose this time because he threw 100 pitches in 6 innings instead of 90.
I don't think it's going to matter because I don't know who is going to beat the Dodgers. That is a good team, man.
When do the Vikings have their first practice game?
Next Saturday.
Yep, the Denver Broncos.
Is Cousins off the quarantine list?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he is. The guy that brought it to the quarter to the too small quarterback room, Mondo, he actually got sick, right?
Yes.
So he's not playing, the rookie, who originally was alleged to be vaccinated, but he wasn't.
And Cousins has some ideological objection to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
His dad is a bit staunch in his fundamental views of Christianity.
Is he a fire-breathing preacher, his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's he might have not found anything wrong with the guy yelling digger, even if he wasn't yelling digger, Dad. Dad is a little staunch in his conservative views. Uh-huh. But I asked you guys this question. I'll bring it up again or before we started. Why, a football crowd, you guys have been in the Reavers, you've been in that crowd. Rook, you've been in that crowd. They got to be at least 50% hardcore right-wing fellas, don't you think? There's a big definition of big...
I think that's safe. Sure, mm-hmm. That's safe to say.
Why are they so mad at Cousins for not taking the vaccine? Why are all Viking fans are mad at Cousins?
You know why?
Even if they are not vaccinated. I say if you're not vaccinated, you can't complain about Cousins not being vaccinated.
Because he can't help my football team win.
We have to make sacrifices for our football team, but
half of the diehards aren't Kirk guys anyway. You know, he's a pretty polarizing player among the fan base.
And because this game, where you got a guy like Ziggy Wilf making $200 million a year profit, we get mad when the players are making too much money to play the nastiest game ever invented.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
yes.
Why is Peyton Manning getting such rave reviews for his Hall of Fame speech?
It was pretty good. I watched a little bit of it. Not all of it. I saw some clips though online. I thought it was pretty good.
But
he's a great public speaker. I mean,
he was talking about the lessons that you can learn playing football. Yeah. Well,
and he talked a lot about his dad, his family, and up. It was pretty good. I thought it was all right.
Well, no, I'm not ripping him. Oh. I'm just saying, why is he getting this praise? I didn't hear the speech. Jason Whitlock wrote about him.
Oh, really?
A lot of people are writing about him. Yeah.
The one picture that surfaced, though, that was pretty good, it said Peyton Manning poses with aspiring young and up-and-coming quarterback, and he was standing next to Brady.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. When did he get inducted? Yesterday?
Saturday.
Yeah, but they had two classes. They had to do it 2 days,
right.
Joe, because last year, at the 100th anniversary of the league, they put in like 10 extra guys. So they had 22 people for the ceremony this year that they put in the Hall of Fame. And I think they had one year, you know, was Peyton this year or last year?
I think he was this year because his last year would have been.
They took a bunch of old timers, you know, like Max Speedy and guys like that, and put them in celebration of the 100th year. And then they didn't have a ceremony.
Because when did they won the Super Bowl in 16, right? The Broncos? Because that was his last game.
This would have been 21. It would have been his first year then, yeah. Well, I can't argue with him being in the Hall of
Fame. The best was watching Twitter when Drew Pearson was up and everybody was saying, he's still pushing off when
Drew got in?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's right.
No. Sweet.
He should have had Nate Wright make his introductory. Do we still have that? No, we got rid of the introductory speeches this year for time, right?
They must have. Yeah.
Is Sid in? Hartman?
He's in Pro Football Writers, whatever. I don't know if they have a Hall of Fame thing for the writers
Did he make the Baseball Hall of Fame?
No.
Any writers in the – they have a writer's wing, don't they?
In the
baseball?
Football?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball, yeah. Yeah, I was nominated twice.
Yeah.
How'd that go? Three-man race, finished a well-beaten third both times. At least when you are running for your thing, you finish second usually, don't you?
I'm second. I
didn't finish that high. I didn't finish that high. And I have to say, in all good faith, a guy who was a beat writer for 5 years does not deserve to be in. But they were we've never had a guy get in, so they were trying to get somebody on the ballot. So that was fine. I'll take my bleep kicking like a man, damn it.
What else we got? We got anything?
Well, let's see.
Well, I got something I was going to ask you. You were mentioning quarterbacks and money. When you were at Y-O-Mania, did you think Josh Allen was going to one day sign a $300 million contract?
No, I did not. I didn't think when I saw him his rookie year he was going to sign one because he was some of those satirical. He looked like the guy throwing a ball in MASH at the beginning, you know, when they're throwing, banging it off.
Is he cheerleaders. The Buffalo guy?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a hell of a.
Well, he was just shy of that. It was. Wow. I can't remember the exact amount.
How much guaranteed? How much?
150 was guaranteed.
150 in the pocket?
Yep.
Wow.
You can get by on that.
And meanwhile, how's that fit for the PR when you got an owner who's paying the quarterback 300, but wants you to build 100% of a new stadium?
He wants 100% taxpayer funded for his new stadium.
Yes.
That's a bad look.
I
don't think they will.
Where are they? At Orchard Park still?
Yeah, yes.
Buffalo. But the state of New York would have to pop for, you know.
Maybe that's how Cuomo will win back the fans.
Yes, that would be.
Come on down.
I got to give him credit. They're going to have to drag him out of there by his feet, man. He ain't exactly used the Al Franken approach.
Did you tell Pat how we spun it last week? Cuomo's speech?
Oh, we should do it for Pat.
You're going to have to give me a minute then.
It's Otter's speech in Animal House.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to sit here and let you badmouth the United States. Cuomo was saying, I go to work every day to help you people.
Yes.
I do good things.
It's Otter.
Completely off topic. He's doing what Otter did to the dean at Faber College.
Yeah, and we're walking out.
The same damn thing.
Yeah.
Same speech.
He's, and the funny thing is, what, a month into the pandemic, he was America's hero there for 10 minutes.
He thought he was going to be president.
I was a sap. I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it.
But well, then he beat Walzer to putting patients into nursing homes and killed off half of the people. So, unbelievable. How are we doing? How's the $100 bounty? How's the bribe doing? Is the bribe
working?
The bribe's working.
Oh, for the vaccinations.
I got an email. I got a message on my phone notifying me that I could get my $100 or if I knew anybody else,
even though I got
vaccinated in February. So they said, do you have any questions? So I sent a question yet. Yes. When can a 75-year-old fat guy get his booster shot?
Yeah.
You know, and they... They responded, we do not recommend booster shots at this time. Why not?
Right.
Why not? Play
this for Pat.
I have Cuomo's speech right here.
Then do you
parliamentary
have
procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you're pre-med.
What's the difference? Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll be brief.
How do you think he's up to?
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
I love how he said a few of us perverted individuals.
Yes. God, it was a great movie. Yep. It did so well. Now, was Greg, that was Niedermeyer? Or was Niedermeyer a different one?
No, Greg's Niedermeyer.
Greg was Niedermeyer. Yeah. Niedermeyer was
Greg. Pre-law. What's that? No,
the pre-med. Same. What's the difference?
That was the, somebody, so the, everybody's using, Chip used that in his column about the gopher that's in his seventh year, the football player, nose tackle. He's, you know. Unlike
Blutarski.
Unlike Blutarski, can't say there goes 7 years of college down the drain.
A guy that's in his seventh year, how old is he?
Mr. Blutarski.
He played 4 years at Notre Dame, and he had a redshirt year, right?
Okay.
And so then he was a graduate. Then he transferred. So he had three. He had a year left. Then he transferred here and was injured.
Mm-hmm.
So he got an injury year, and then he got the pandemic year. So this is 7 years. He's 25.
You know how he was talked into coming here, Joe?
Positivity is going to change his culture, period.
That's right.
When you get inside the football walls, you're going to have positivity hit you right in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They haven't gotten a lot of pub on our side of the river, I don't think. We've had a few stories on them, but they're...
When is the first game? Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's always during the fair, isn't it?
They canceled their scrimmage on Saturday for... I don't know why they canceled it, and they're going to have it like the open one on Tuesday night instead. I wonder why they... I don't know why they canceled it Saturday.
They got Ohio State September 2nd.
Yes, but Ohio State doesn't have their quarterback. They lost 6, 7, 8 guys to the... You know, the high draft choices. So
I thought I read, too, that they have a kid that left high school early.
Yes.
And already signed, what's the image and likeness deal? He signed a contract for his image already.
Yes.
And he's not even 18.
He's the first high school guy to do it.
Wow.
It is amazing. What is going to be the impact of, like, Paige Buechers making more money than anybody in the WNBA? None of the pro players in the WNBA are going to make as much money as she's. They think she might make $1 million.
Oof.
This as a sophomore.
And how much is this just going to transform?
Because her Instagram followers among young women are like
huge.
Was before this all started 800-some thousand.
Wow.
And it'll be more than that.
She'll be an influencer. She'll be paid.
Yes, that's what they are. They're influencers. So apparently they can say, I love my Nike tennis shoes or something. What is it? That was a word. You know, I didn't realize that there was such a term for employment until a year or so ago when I was looking up Kevin Garnett's new girlfriend, Jordan Woods. And she was a buddy of one of the Kardashians, I think Khloe. I'm not sure which one. But they said she was an influencer. So then I had to...
You had to find out what that is.
Gets fetching photos, attractive women who put fetching photos on the internet. But it's not... Twitter means nothing, right? It's Instagram now.
Yeah, it's Instagram.
Instagram. And by the way, I was looking to see when our Lynx played again. They play Saturday, and the game is on Facebook.
Oh,
what?
That's the TV outlet. Facebook.
No. Didn't the Twins do that once? The
Twins, I think they did.
Yeah, I think they did.
But you'd have to have a Facebook account to watch it, right?
Yes, I do have a Facebook account. Somebody signed me up 15 years ago. Oh. I've never been on it because I have no idea what my password is.
Yeah.
I don't. I'd have no idea.
I don't have one. And but our show has one.
I don't know if it was here or a Star Tribune. Somebody put me on it, and I don't. I don't have. I never been on it. I can't. You know what? It would be a. And it would be an asset to have, though, when you're trying to track down people.
Or troll.
To get them to call you. Is it? Well, I have no trouble.
True. You're a professional as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. All right. Patrick Royce, see results.
I was trying to look if there's writers in the, or what writers are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sorry.
Sid made the basketball one. I know that.
Well, that guy from L.A. would be in the Hall of Fame. Was it Oates?
Bob Oates, yeah. Would be. No, Sid, when Joe, Sid gets voted into the writer for the Naismith Hall of Fame, you know, basketball. Bobby and some of those guys get him in, right?
Yeah.
And then Hot Rod Hundley, the voice of the Utah Jazz, former player in the league, but he was the radio voice of the Jazz and TV for years and years, gets in as the broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
So... Sid gets voted into the Naismith Hall of Fame, and we have two graphs in the paper. All right, we have two graphs. That's all. And he was fuming that we only had two graphs. So then I go online and look at the Desert News in Salt Lake, and it's like they got to be 100 inches, right?
Yep.
So I print that out, and... And then Xerox it in larger type.
Yeah.
And then I print out Sid's, and next to his door, some help, next to his office door, then I get somebody to set this headline. Hartman Hundley voted into Hall of Fame. Local media outlets react to news, you know. We got Sid's two graphs there. And then we got all the way down to the floor, back up to the other team. We got all these Xerox pieces.
Did he rip it down?
Oh, yeah, and with a very profane comment.
Right.
The good thing about playing a prank on Sid, though, is he always thought it was Bracken.
Right.
So he was mad-mouthing Bracken. Bracken said, it wasn't me.
Is Chet Kern still alive?
No, God, no. He died many, many years ago.
He was the longtime voice of the Lakers.
Oh, yes, out there. Yeah. Faked him into the popcorn machine. He went out there. I think he was there from the get go with the Lakers.
He didn't come here,
but I think he started out. He went when the Lakers started, and he was. The Lakers are huge out there because they came so early. You know, mm-hmm. They came 2 years after the Dodgers.
Chick died in August of 2002.
Chick was a bit of a egomaniac by all accounts, but what the hell? He owned LA. That's for sure.
So did Jim Murray at one point.
Yep. Jim, till his vision went, he couldn't see anymore.
The only non-player or scout, you know, coach, whatever, that I could find is Ed Sable on this particular list, who created
Pro
NFL
Football
Films.
Hall of Fame. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they have a media outlet. They have the Pro Football writers have a... I don't know, some kind of a honoree all the time, but they might be a list out in the Hall of Fame.
Let's go to the bank.
I've been to the bank, but I got something worse than the bank.
Yeah.
I got the Costco stop.
Ooh, I don't do that.
I got the... We're
getting over there for some plumbing supplies?
We're getting low on paper products.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the key paper products.
Right.
You know?
Gotcha.
So you got
it. Do you still have reams of toilet paper in your rafters in the garage from the big pandemic scare?
No.
The early hoarding?
That's why he's making a Costco run.
No, that's why I'm making a Costco run.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We didn't run out, though, so that was good.
No,
good.
All right.
Good. See you.
Hey, GLers, it's Reavers here once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And as you've been hearing over the course of the last couple of months, Josh asks you one simple question, and that's always, do you know what you own? You see, Josh's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, well, they don't. They absolutely have no idea. Josh has also seen in retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds. And there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that those bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, know what you own. And you'll hear from Mr. Money Talk later today here in Garage Logic to give you a specialized report on the goings-on in the market today. Trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation, and you do so by calling 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that that old bicycler Patrick Ricey sent you. This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this fall, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but seven of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason to match your specific situation, including zip code, with the possible best insurance company for you. This is done for you every year because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience is working throughout Minnesota. It provides thousands of Canopy Group clients a peace of mind knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit the Canopy Group .com today.
Apollo Heating and Air.
If you need to replace, Apollo is the place. Schedule your appointment with Apollo today, and you can have a new air conditioner for as low as $45 a month. Think you need a new home comfort system? No problem. You can have one from Apollo for as low as $84 a month. Let the professionals at Apollo keep your home cool and comfortable all season long. Visit callapollo.com to schedule your appointment today.
Call